Hi, I'm David, and today I'm here to talk about the reasons that we love Barcelona. Now, having spent some time there myself, I know that it is truly an incredible place. It has something for everyone, which includes beaches, incredible architecture, mountains, sensational food, bustling streets, and culture. Now, firstly, we have La Sagrada Familia. Now, this is the most iconic building of the city and is renowned worldwide. The construction of the cathedral began in 1882 and was designed by Catalan architect Antoni Gaudí. The attention to detail of every aspect of the building is truly stunning, and a visit inside and a trip up one of the towers is a must do. Secondly, Parc Güell, which is another masterpiece by architect Antoni Gaudí. This is located in the grassier neighbourhood of the city, and not only does it offer incredible views of the city because it's up on the hill, it also has incredible UNESCO World Heritage Sites buildings within the park and has plenty to do there, and is a great spot for a picnic. Thirdly, La Boqueria. La Boqueria is located halfway down Las Ramblas, and this market has literally every type of food and drink that you could wish for. There is a saying in Barcelona that if you can't find it in La Boqueria, then you can't find it anywhere. And you could literally spend hours at the stalls in this market trying all the different types of Catalan food. Next, and as a big football fan myself, we have the Camp Nou. Now, this stadium is huge. There's 100,000 seats in this stadium, and the atmosphere on a match day is truly incredible. And you can go see one of the best teams of all time in this stadium. So if you're lucky enough to be there on a match day, then it is a must to go see a game there. But if not, then a stadium tour and a visit to the trophy room is also good as well. And next up we have Tibidabo, which is a theme park located on the tallest mountain of Barcelona. This charming theme park gives you the chance to view the city from even higher vantage points from the comfort of a Ferris wheel. For those of you that don't like theme parks, there is also a Gothic style church which looks over the city, which is well worth a look. Next, we have a free thing to do, which is go see the magic fountains. And then the best time to go see them would be on a Friday or a Saturday night at Plaza España. And this is a combination of water acrobatics, music, spectacular light motion, and it's all in one magical performance. Having spent some time there myself, and I knew quite a few of the locals there, they would go week after week to go see this. It's truly that good. Now for something a bit different, in the month of September, we have Fiesta de la Merced. Now this is a truly incredible time to be in Barcelona, and is a week-long celebrations of La Merced. The city comes to life with free music concerts in the local parks, processions of giants through the streets, Corrie Fox, which is the running of fire. It's not as scary as it sounds, and it's just a week-long party. Something for art fans, we have the Picasso Museum, located in the heart of the Gothic Quarter of Barcelona. The world-famous artist Pablo Picasso lived in Barcelona, and his collections and early work are now held in the museum for everyone to enjoy. Now, just a small tip for anyone visiting. If you go there on the first Sunday of the month, all the museums in Barcelona are absolutely free. So it's well worth going. Now, something for foodies now, we have the Calçotada. Now, if you're in Barcelona during the springtime, you might be lucky enough to be there for this culinary delight. You can find this on lots of street corners where the Calçotadas, which is basically in English is spring onions, which are grilled. And they're served with a selection of dips, and it's traditional to have them at the start of spring. And they're usually served alongside a glass of cava. We touched on it earlier, but Las Ramblas is no secret to anyone. The world-famous 1 kilometre boulevard from Plaza Catalunya to the port runs through the heart of the city centre. It's full of shops, restaurants, bars, street performers, and it's probably one of the liveliest streets in the city. And finally, we have the Gothic Quarter. The picturesque neighbourhood of Barcelona has a maze-type feel and has something to offer around every corner. A huge cathedral, peaceful squares to relax and have a drink, the Catalan government buildings, and just some of the highlights you could stumble across here. I'd really recommend just wandering around the streets and just getting lost and just enjoying everything that this neighbourhood has to offer.